The Cooper's Glen Music Festival takes place today and tomorrow at the Radisson Plaza Hotel in Kalamazoo. WMUK's Lorraine Caron talked with one of the artists performing at the event put on by the Great Lakes Acoustic Music Association. Mandolinist Mike Compton will travel all the way from Nashville, Tennessee to play Saturday night.
Mike Compton may be one of the busiest musicians you've never heard of. After making music for over 40 years, he's in a new group, the Helen Highwater String Band, which kicked off 2013 with a gig at the world-famous Station Inn in Nashville. Compton also plays duet concerts and solo shows, as well as being a member of the Nashville Bluegrass Band. He teaches mandolin, leads workshops, and performs at festivals around the world. He may be best known for his duet work with guitarist David Greer, who will play with Compton Saturday evening at the Cooper's Glen Music Festival in Kalamazoo. This music was recorded by the duo for a CD called Climbing the Walls. Compton says there is something about performing music for people that just feels right to him.
I think whenever there's communication between the audience and what's going on stage, it's very rewarding. When there's back and forth and you can feel the energy coming back and forth, that's great. I mean, frankly, I just like the sound of it. You know, and it feels good under my fingers. And to feel your fingertips on the strings. I don't know what it is about it, but it just feels good to make the moves.
Even though the violin was his first choice as a boy, he has since fallen in love with the mandolin.
People seem to be able to play any kind of music on a mandolin. There are people from all over the world playing the indigenous music of their country, and there seems to be no limit to what you can do with on mandolin.
Compton has a new solo recording out titled Rotten Taters. It was recorded last summer in Australia, where the musician found himself with some downtime between performances. Days off are a rarity for him, but sometimes he says he just has to leave the mandolin unplayed for a day.
They're doing it so much, there are honestly days where I'd rather do anything else. Normally, I'll play all during the day. If I'm teaching, I'm in front of the computer and got it in my lap for a large part of the day. During days when I'm working festivals or concert days, I've got it in my hands several hours and warming up and then doing the show. So, yeah, but yeah, there are times that I just don't open the case.
Not that Compton is complaining. He knows how lucky he is to make music for a living.
If it's not fun, then there's no point in me doing it. It serves many functions, I guess, for, you know, celebration and also for therapy. And historically, it's been one of the few places where a man could get on stage and fret about things. And it was acceptable, you know.
Right.
You could sing a heartbreak song and it was okay.
Mandolinist Mike Compton will play with guitarist David Greer on Saturday evening at the Kalamazoo Radisson Plaza Hotel during the 2013 Cooper's Glen Music Festival. Details and ticket information can be found at greatlakesacoustic.org. For WMUK, I'm Lorraine Caron.